The electronics company Samsung is taking a battering on the share market today as investors respond to its loss to Apple in the courts. Apple won a billion-dollar design patent case over the weekend. The Korean company now faces a massive damages bill, and its shares are trading nearly 7% lower, as Will Ockenden reports.
It's a legal case between the mobile industry's two biggest players that shocked US patent experts.
It was a resounding win for Apple. Billion-dollar verdict is not something that one sees frequently.
A US jury found South Korean company Samsung stole the designs and technology used in Apple's highly popular iPhone and iPad devices. The jury awarded more than $1 billion in damages to Apple. UC Hastings law professor Robin Feldman says the case is part of Apple's fight against the Android operating system.
I would call this the first battle in the thermonuclear war. If you are a clever general, you will pick your strongest battlefield first. But this is the first salvo in the war.
The late chief executive of Apple, Steve Jobs, made no secret of his loathing of the Google-owned Android. In his biography, Jobs is quoted as saying, "I'm going to destroy Android because it's a stolen product. I'm willing to go thermonuclear war on this." Professor Robin Feldman says the case against Samsung is part of Apple's long-term legal strategy against Android.
It's much better from a strategic perspective for Apple to sue each phone maker individually than to try to go after Google. You can get much better damages if you go against the phone makers. And it's a whole lot easier to have a case against, you know, a hometown hero Apple in the United States against a foreign company than it is to be Apple versus Google.
The scale of the damages and the popularity of Apple and its products means the legal case has been highly scrutinised. Professor Michael Risch, Associate Professor of Law at Villanova University, says there seems to be inconsistencies with the jury's decision.
One of the jurors said, you know, we didn't really read the instructions. We didn't feel we needed to. You know, and the jury foreman who owns a patent kind of told us what the law was and we followed that. That's a real problem.
Since the decision was handed down, some of the jurors have been interviewed by US media. Professor Michael Risch says some of their comments are worrying.
The head juror said, well, we wanted to assess some damages to really send a message to Samsung, but we didn't want to go overboard. The jury instructions make clear that's not how damages are supposed to work. Damages are supposed to compensate the aggrieved party of the how much they have been injured. So they weren't supposed to pick an amount to send a message.
The jury only took 3 days to come to its decision. The jury's foreman told US media that the process was methodical and taken seriously. But Professor Robin Feldman is surprised at the swiftness, saying such a case with complex legal issues should normally take longer.
More than 100 pages of jury instructions is unmanageable for a jury. I don't give that much reading to my law students. They can't possibly absorb it.
Professor Robin Feldman, who's also the author of the book Rethinking Patent Law, says the Apple v. Samsung case shows that the US patent system is broken and needs reform.
It's no longer about who invented something. Patents are now weapons in these thermonuclear battles against competitors or anyone who has a successful product. People take the patents, separate them from the technology, sell them, trade them, regroup them, launch them at each other. This is not what the patent system was intended to do.
This case is far from over. Samsung can ask the trial judge to overrule the jury and says if it has to, it will fight Apple right up to the US Supreme Court.
Will Ockenden reporting.